Hey, it's Adeline Van Dyke from Coldwell Banker Faith Properties in Utica. I always get asked, why do I love real estate? It's very simple. I love my clients. I love every single thing about helping them find or sell their home. Making sure the home is solid and ready for sale or solid and ready for the buyer's inspection. To making sure that they're getting the best rate on their mortgage. Making sure they're getting the best price on their house. You know, just everything involved in the sale is vital. My absolute favorite part of real estate is when a buyer walks into the house they're going to buy. I can feel it before they even know they're loving the house. It's just that obvious. So I'd love to experience that feeling with you. So give me a call. Adeline Van Dyke, Coldwell Banker Faith Properties, 315-404-6431. Or you can find me on Facebook or visit my website at centralnewyork.com/Adeline. Thank you. And I look forward to welcoming you home.
You know what the hell you're listening to?
It's EC Radio.
No.
Oh.
I gotta say, it would have been really weird celebrating Thanksgiving without talking to this gentleman on the phone with us right now. Mike the Vice on the horn with us right now.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
What's happening, buddy?
A little upset now. You know, you're pushing me aside. What kind of bullshit is this?
Whoa.
When I first met you, you were interviewing fucking poodle trainers. You get beer to win, winning chefs, and all of a sudden the price is in the back door. What kind of shit is that?
You know, first of all, Vice, let's talk about who pushed who aside. We didn't hear from you last week, and you were supposed
to... Well, Vice went 0-4 the week before. I'm going hiding when I go 0-4. What do you think that's all about, see?
Hey, at least you admit it, right?
You know, where's that cocksucker? Is he there?
Yeah, well, he's here.
What's up, Turkey or Chicken, whatever his name is?
What's up, Vice?
Listen, when I met you, you were interviewing fucking poodle trainers. Now all of a sudden you got these award-winning jazz, big-time rock stars. What kind of bullshit is this, see? This is the Vice Hour, and you fucking know it.
Well, you know, Vice, you owe some people boxes of ZD. I got to tell you right now, you had a couple people ticked off at you. We didn't hear from you last week, and then the week before you went 0-4.
Listen, every day, you know, the Vice, like I told you a few weeks ago, at least when we lose a game, we get our fucking heads patched in. There's no backdoor covers. There's no late rally. We just fucking lose from the start. So in saying that, the Vice feels good this week. The Vice knows a few things. He knows Turkey Day, and he knows how to pick fucking winners.
Yeah, Turkey. First of all, before we get into your winners, yeah, it doesn't matter. Before we get into your winners, I want to know what happens in the Vice household on Thanksgiving.
Well, the Vice household on Thanksgiving is a very festive place. The Vice loves the holidays. The kids running around, nice turkey in the oven, a little baked ziti, you know, you got to have a little Italian. The Vice is a sucker for desserts, as you know, Z.
Well, I know.
I love my pecan pies. I love my cunnels. I love my pasta chalks. And I love the fucking Lions to cover tomorrow.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a full day for you guys over there at the Vice Hall. Do you bounce around? Is it like a travel thing?
The Vice has got a couple. If it was up to the Vice, I'd throw my fucking moudons on, have the TV going, have the Turkey brought right to me in bed. But the Vice has got a lot of fans. I got to make a couple appearances. My old man's got 13 brothers and sisters, so we stretch around a little bit, see a couple of the cousins.
No,
it's a nice day. You know, the Vice, beyond all this gruff, the Vice is a nice family man. And he loves the holidays.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy. I wish you were in the studio with us with all this delicious food we got.
I like the way he says holidays.
What, you had some nice food today? Can I hear? You know, I know you got some beard-wearing chef that's supposed to make some dynamite stuff. What'd you eat today, pal?
All right, so what do we got on it? Tim, why don't you explain? The chef is still in the studio with us.
Oh, yeah, Hartman. I'm here.
Explain what you brought in for us.
We brought autumn vegetables roasted and raw. And the butcher's board, bunch of great meat for the sausage party, bunch of great local cheeses. And Chris Mandry is currently manhandling a pumpkin pie. And actually,
I'm not even going to eat it. I'm just touching it.
Yeah. He had to take over. The birthday boy had to take over.
That's hilarious. What'd you say, Vice?
The guy even sounds like a great chef. You know, I'm 100 miles away, and I'm fucking television. We might have to, you know, instead of Danielle's, we might have to hit this straight, see?
There you go.
Absolutely.
You sound like you're chewing on something right as we speak, see? You got the Vice on and your fucking jaws are moving. What are you eating?
Wait, what did he say?
Chicken pate. It was delicious.
How is it, G? You're probably fucking slapping around that fucking beard of yours. Pate everywhere, pumpkin pie morsels everywhere. While the Vice is eating fucking Swedish fish right now.
Pumpkin pie morsels.
He's the best.
We love Vice. Hey, Vice, speaking of which, are you going to make an appearance soon here or what?
Yes, we're trying to circle next Thursday, and I got a surprise guest coming with me. Uh-oh. The Vice will have somebody. I can't give you his name yet because I don't have a full guarantee, but I got close to a guarantee, so the Vice will be traveling with somebody.
Oh, I would love that.
I'll only give you one hint. The guy hasn't picked a fucking winner since week 3 in 98. That's the guy I'm fucking bringing with me.
You're bringing that mush with you?
That mush might be coming. I love the guy. One day he's going to be a big hit, but right now he's a fucking dirty mush. But I love the guy. Oh, last time I seen him, we were eating delicious Korean food with chopsticks.
Yeah. Nice, man.
Let's get to our Blazing 4, Vice, because the Vice right now feels horrible. When you go 0-4 and you got guys depending on you to pay their mortgage, buy the nice holiday gifts, maybe go on a little trip, you really take it personal. So the Vice has been scouring the web. He's got 4 winners this week. So whatever you lost 2 weeks ago, the Vice says, double it up, and let's put that bookie's head right in the fucking Vice.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's start with our college picks. Now, this one's Friday afternoon. And as you and that chicken know, nothing Vice likes more than going into the weekend up a couple of boxes of ZD. Nothing better than going into a Saturday or Sunday ahead. So we're going to start off in the Steel City with the Pittsburgh Panthers. They host the undefeated Miami Hurricanes. Now, Miami's been one of the most underappreciated undefeated teams all year, coming from behind, so-and-so. I like the Miami Hurricanes to win the game, but not to cover the 14 points. So I like the Miami Hurricanes to win a defensive struggle, 20-13, but the Pitt Panthers are the bet. Plus 14.
You writing that down, Chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you're picking Pitt to win.
That's a tough pick.
Miami to win, but not covered.
Game, we're going to go to one of the most heated rivalries in the history of college football, the Apple Cup. We're going to go way up into Seattle, Washington, for the Washington State Cougars play University of Washington. The Vice loves Mike Leach, the coach of Washington State. Remember, a few weeks ago, see, they covered against USC, a big money line cover for the Vice. We go ride the Cougars again. Currently, they're getting 10 points in the Apple Cup. I like this game to be close, a field goal game, and I like Wazoo to actually win the game outright. But they're getting 10 points currently, but I like a high-scoring affair. Washington State, 41. Washington, 38.
Wow. All right.
That's crazy.
You know, so that's a money line special. You get plus 10 on the money line, you're looking at between 8 and 10 for every dollar you put up. So that could be a big one. So everything you lost on the Vice 2 weeks ago, let it ride on the fucking Cougars.
Let it ride, baby. Let it ride. We got to get back those boxes of ZD.
You bet your ass we do. We can't end the line. We can't end this year below the Mendoza line. We're looking to get hot. The month of November and December are the months of the Vice.
Yeah, this is when you start to get into the Vice's pension plan, right?
You bet your ass. This is called the down south time of the year. Like I told you a few weeks ago, the Vice would love to relax in the Florida Keys with a couple of wins.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Sunday. Actually, I got a nice Thursday game. What's better than eating a nice turkey, having some delicious pecan pie, and getting a winner with the Washington Redskins? Now, what team's got more against Thanksgiving in the fucking Redskins. The Indians, the land was fucking stolen right under their fucking noses. So you know what they do? They go out and they cover for the fucking Vice. Right now, Redskins are favored by 7 over the New York Giants. It's going to be a massacre in Washington. I like the Skins in honor of the Turkey Day to dominate this one 31-10.
And also in honor of our good friend Garrett Knobb, who came up with the Vices logo as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. But am I right about this? Nobody. It goes back a couple weeks ago. We should have known when Veterans Day fell on a Saturday, every Armed Force Academy fucking covered that day. The Vice should have bet the fucking house on Army, bet the house on fucking Navy. They all covered. So you don't fool the Vice twice. We hammer the Skins on Turkey Day.
All right, so you got the Skins.
Now to my final NFL pick.
Is this the lock of the week?
The Washington Redskins are my 5-star Stone Cold lock. I love them. I don't care. Sell your girlfriend, sell the fucking turkey, sell the sweet potato pies. Let it all ride on the fucking Skins.
All right, man. All right,
now, for my final pick, Z, is there a team hotter in the NFL than the New Orleans Saints? Even last week, they were down 15 to the before-mentioned Skins with 2.5 minutes to go, only to score 18 unanswered and win out by a field goal in overtime. I think the Saints learned their lesson as they have a big NFC showdown at the L.A. Rams. Currently, New Orleans is getting 2.5. Another money line special. The Vice likes the New Orleans Saints to win the game outright, get their 8th straight win, a close one, 24-21.
All right. Right on. And then what's the game that you just picked out of these four put on the money line?
The two I like on the money, I like the New Orleans Saints on the money line.
Yeah.
And if you're feeling brave, the Washington State Cougars are getting 10 in the Apple Cup. I do like them to win the game, but if you're feeling brave, I think they cover the 10. You also can take them on the money line. That's the kind of game where you could pay for a nice dinner for the Kuma, take the wife out, take the kids out, and even take the old grandma or whoever the fuck you want out. That's a big one, Z.
All right, man. Can you recap your
take
your
picks Nani out?
So this week, here's our 4 picks, because that fucking chicken must be moving his jaws and nobody can fucking hear. Here's our 4 picks. In the college ranks, we got the Pitt Panthers getting 14 against the Hurricanes. The before-mentioned Washington State Cougars getting 10 against University of Washington. In the pros, in honor of Sashuawa, whoever the fuck them Indians are, the Skins -7 over the Giants. And the red-hot New Orleans Saints getting 2.5 against the Rams.
I got to mention, this Mike the Vice segment is brought to you by Showbiz Media. Showbiz, S-H-O-B-I-Z, media.com for some graphic websites and all your graphic website needs and all that stuff. So big ups to our boy Garrett Knobb for coming up with the Vice logo and doing
The guy's a magician. He's a magician on the keyboard. One of the best there is, best in the biz.
He's a bass player, pal.
Keyboard, I'm talking about the fucking keyboard doing the graphic computers. Design. Get your fucking face out of that pad tape, brother.
Is that on? I don't think it's on. See if this switch is on there. There you go. There
no,
you
it's
go.
Not.
See, so
I thought he was just really quiet.
Anything good?
Well, you know, I'm doing
talking this whole time.
I'm doing the same thing you're doing, really. I got to bounce around. We start off at Tori's brother's, then we go to my mom's for a while, and then we go, you know, visit more family afterwards. So we're bouncing around.
Beautiful. Make sure you give Mrs. Z a nice big kiss and a happy Thanksgiving. The same with my Tori. And hopefully next week, I'll be putting chicken in a fucking torture rack live on the air.
I would love that, man. I would love that if you could come down. And also, make sure you send me your rider ahead of time so we know what the hell to get you in studio.
You got it. Z, I'm signing off. Have a great Thanksgiving. And let's put your fucking bookie in the Vice. The fucking Vice is out.
Happy Thanksgiving, Vice.
Thanks, brother.
Later, Vice.
There he goes.
It's classic.
I'm making those bets right now on sportsbook.com.
Attention listeners, you can listen to this podcast and previous podcasts on demand at disruptionnetworks.com. Please subscribe to EC Radio Podcast on iTunes and like us on Facebook.